Log Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. And I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire Live. So we have a great, great show planned for you tonight. Before we jump into the show, I want to thank all of our sponsors. Hi, everybody. You're going to be hearing me throughout the evening saying hi, everyone, because we're broadcasting live on Facebook Live. We're on LinkedIn Live as well as Instagram Live. On Instagram, we're on Postcare Atlanta, and then we're on Fire to Inspire as well as the online. So we are on all kinds of channels tonight. But thank you again. I want to thank our sponsors. We have Bridgewell Realty. Brett Howell is the owner of Bridgewell Realty, Inc., located in Conyers, Georgia. Contact her at 404-941-0435, and she can take care of all of your real estate needs, as well as giving you special pricing. If you need to sell your house, let her know that you heard it right here on Fire to Inspire, and tell her On Fire to Inspire sent you, and you call her at 404-941-0435. Vodiology is your one-stop shop for your commercials, your videos, and infomercials, and you can contact them at 706-873-1519 or Vodiology, and that's spelled V, audio, and then L-O-G-Y at gmail.com. Our newest sponsor for the month is Postcare, Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta, LLC, where aftercare matters the most. Schedule your free consultation for aftercare needs at 470-298-2630. Again, that's 470-298-2630. 470-298-2630. And you can visit their website at postsurgeryatlanta.org. They're on Facebook and Instagram. All of our sponsors have Facebook pages, so you can go check them out. But they have Facebook and Instagram at Post Surgery Care Atlanta. We have a new one that just came in, like as I was driving in to do the show. I'm going to mention her. We'll have the flyer available later. We have Miss Ambassador, Travel Savings Ambassador. We have, her name is Elder Cornelia Brown. She's with I Boomerang, I Go For Less. And I tell you guys, she's offering limited number of spacing for a free site, like you have your own Expedia site, to be able to just look up and compare prices, and they beat anyone's price. And you can contact Miss Cornelia, Elder Cornelia, at 404-786-0873. Again, that's 404-786-0873. And you can get all kinds of savings. Again, they will beat and match any of the other ones that you see out there. And Cornelia Brown at 404-786-0873. We have Afrographics. They're your one-stop shop to all your graphic needs, from flyers to business cards to whatever you need for graphically done. Any of the flyers you've seen done or my photographs you've seen, they're from Afrographics, and that's A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F-X. You can contact them at 706-489-6416. And then we have Inspired Jewels, the number 4, the letter U. We can get your $5 paparazzi. Yeah, you know, the $5 paparazzi. And that's Inspired Jewels, the number 4, the letter U. And finally, y'all, you can't forget. You cannot forget the 21-Day Mind Detox. That's the 21-Day Mind Detox ebook that the Lord gave me. It is a really, really life-changing. It is a book that you read one page a day. You hear me? It's one page a day, and it just basically helps you shift your mind. You feed on those words of light and life for 21 days, and that will literally shift you to take out the garbage. And remember, I told you we're taking out all toxicity. So anything that don't serve us life or light, are we taking it out and we're bringing in light and life, and I'm reminding you of who you are each and every day. Hey, everybody. So that's found on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere of your book outlets online. It's available, and it's only $2.99. So, guys, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Friday Inspire. And the topic tonight is look, y'all, I got so much in my brain. Things to know before and after surgery. Things to know before and after surgery. And tonight's guest is none other than Ms. Jillian Simpson. Jillian, if you would join us, come on, welcome on Friday Inspire.
Hi.
How are you this great evening?
I'm well. Thank you so much for inviting me to be a host on a guest on your show to just talk about the things to know after surgery.
Okay, great. So, yes, ma'am. We're excited about having you because we've actually never done a forum like this. Everything's generally, you know, in other capacities. So this is great to know because you may have somebody going to get, you know, a bunion removed or something like that. And they might need to know what to look for prior to or after, you know.
Yes.
So just to prep them mentally and emotionally for what's to come afterwards. You know, if someone broke a leg or whatever, they had to do a resetting or something, you know, you're going to kind of help them out.
Yes.
All right. So can you introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire family?
All right. Well, my name is Jillian Simpson, and I am the owner of Post Surgery Care of Atlanta. We've been in business now for 2 years.
Yay!
Yeah. And it is a specialty home care service. So I only provide to post-surgical patients who are returning home. I do a pre-surgical consultation just to explain certain things that they look to be aware of while prepping for the surgery and what to look for after surgery and during, just to help them out. And that's pretty much it. I do transportation assistance. I do personal care assistance. I do surgical site care. And I also do, I could think of at the moment of time.
Okay.
And definitely just wanted to be the best at what I do in post care.
All right. So, Jillian, my next question is, what does the topic, things to know before and after surgery, what does that topic mean to you?
Well, it means to me is, number one, education.
Okay.
A lot of times when people are wanting to get procedures done, they're just thinking of, I want to look better, I want to feel better, this is going to help in my social life. But they're not understanding that you want to pick the right doctor who matches what you want to get in your skin DNA.
Okay.
Because every skin is different. So that's one of our largest organ in our body is our skin.
Right.
So we want to make sure that whatever surgeon that we use, that they are knowledgeable with our pigmentation, especially for African Americans or any other nationality, just to make sure that they are very knowledgeable in the type of procedure that you're getting, your pigmentation, and also they're very knowledgeable on that they just have experience with that, to where they can give you the pros and cons of what could happen. If it does happen, this is what we can do, but the likelihood, if they are knowledgeable, those things happen, but nothing is 100%. And when it comes to the aftercare, again, you want to make sure that the surgeon is very knowledgeable on giving you all the necessary items that you need for aftercare.
Okay.
You're going to have wounds, so make sure that they are giving you a starter kit like the gauze to help to change out those dressings. So I have seen the some that they didn't go home with them. Luckily, I had those items to provide the supplies with it, but it just, those things make a big difference. On call, help if they need it. If something does happen while I'm there, I am a certified nurse aide, certified medical assistant, also certified in restorative aid, but I'm not a nurse. So certain things that I am not qualified by license of Georgia to do, so it's always good to make sure that they do have a very good on call doctor on hand, a nurse who will be on hand to come to answer those necessary questions. Or if I have to take you to the ER, I'm glad to do that also.
Okay.
It won't be my first time doing it.
Okay. So how long have you been in this field, taking care of people? Because that's definitely taking care of people.
Yes. Well, altogether, it's about 10 years. I started off as a certified medical assistant at WellStar.
Okay.
I was in the float pool, so I had a chance to get a nice variation of different types of branches of medicine, surgery, women's care, pediatrics, neurosurgery, bachelor's, just all the works. So I stayed there for about a good 2 years, and then I started doing this spot PRN work as medical assistant for a while after that. And then I wanted to go into home care because I thought it was something different. I did the physician group for a while, and I just wanted a different change. And I started at Business Angels as a non-CNA. And I fell in love with it. And then that's when I decided in 2015 to go back and get my CNA license.
Okay.
And from then on, I did hospice, home health, and I just love the home care industry. So that's where I'm going to be. I'm definitely going to expand in it, but that's where I'm.
Now, what do you see with the post-care after surgery? What are you seeing the greatest needs that people need to really, really hone in on? And, you know, because we don't know, especially if you've never had surgery.
Right. I would say the number one thing is being educated on the type of surgery that you're going to get.
Yes.
A lot of times we're looking at other people are getting the surgery and they're looking at the results, but you're not looking at examining your health, your medical history. How is your skin able to heal already just from a normal wound? Those things you want to be knowledgeable for before you go in and speaking with a doctor. Also, then do your research about the doctor. Make sure that he is board certified.
Okay.
I would say the next thing is also start exercising and changing your eating habits.
Okay.
A lot of times we're eating really badly, and so that plays a lot of role in us not healing as fast as we could, because we're putting in all this GMO junk food that's delaying the proper healing because we haven't started. We're not putting the right thing. So if you are looking at getting the most popular one now is the BBL or the breast augmentation or tummy tuck. Liposuction, definitely with liposuction, please make sure that you start changing your eating habits at least 30 days before you go see the pre-op, the consultation with the doctor, because that way you can start feeling better, exercising. Exercising makes a big difference in how fast you're going to heal also too, because the cells in your body, your skin, everything is like, okay, we're used to moving, we're contracting. So when your wounds are now opening up, because after surgery, it's going to do what the memory cells is telling to do. We need to start contracting. Let's start producing those cells that we need to do to start restoring those tissues that have been cut down, torn down, sucked out during the surgery. So it's very important to eat well and to drink plenty of water. Definitely try to eliminate alcohol and smoking. I see a lot of my post-surgery patients smoking, and they're wondering why their wounds are not healing properly. So I would say those are the top things that you want to do before you go into a consultation office for any type of surgery.
So what was the motivation to have you plunge into the entrepreneurial side of this thing?
To be honest, when my job phased out in hospice, I had already had my business already established, but I didn't launch. So when my job phased out with hospice, I said, well, hey, it's time to do it.
It's time.
And my first patient came from Facebook.
Oh, really?
Sure did.
Wow.
So, shout out to Facebook. It definitely is what it is. So it's been a great journey. It's been tough. It has definitely learned a lot. I have met so many great people. I think that's the most rewarding thing out of having my own business is the people that I have met, people who have helped me. I have three mentors, and they all come from different sides of the tracks of different types. One, he's more so a healthcare executive. The other one, he's a podiatrist. And then I do have one that I get from SCORE. So those are the three ones that I normally use as my mentor, but I definitely always looking for others to help me along the way. Mm-hmm. So it's really awesome with just meeting new people.
Right.
And
right.
Just learning, because like you can't grow a business on your own. You need others.
Collaboration is key. It definitely is.
Yes.
And it's smart to still have a mentor that you can reach out to and still have someone, you know, because we don't know it all. So it's great to know that there's someone that has more experience and different. And the thing I like is all of your mentors come from different sides, so they can give you different.
Yes, and different age groups. So I like to have my millennials around, but then I also like my seasoned ones that have been in it for a very long time to kind of give me the covering, because mm-hmm. me being a woman in business, certain things that I don't know, and mm-hmm. coming from being a full-time employee, mm-hmm. the mind shift is still that I have to keep working on and reconditioning to know you're an entrepreneur now. You have to work differently. You got to work harder, work smarter, mm-hmm. and networking is the number one thing. I always have to have that number one in meeting new people and telling them about what I do.
Wow. So what is, like, you know how a lot of times they ask you, who is your perfect client? What niche are you that's a best fit for you? Because what we're doing is, since we're on all these platforms, mm-hmm. we're going ahead and casting that fish line.
Yes.
And we're pulling in the fish. What is your niche that you can really, really, you serve them best? I mean, of course you can serve anybody, but what's the best niche for you? What's that boom, I can get you in there, I can take care of you, and, you know, that type of thing.
Definitely, I would say plastic surgery would be number one.
Okay.
Plastic surgery would be number one.
Okay.
Orthopedic spinal is number two, because those are the two that I had the most clients with so far.
Mm-hmm.
But I am open with other ones.
Okay.
I am open to other surgical patients with their surgery, but definitely those two are the most ones that I got the most experience with. It's my plastic surgery and my orthopedic spinal.
Okay. All right. So with our people that are doing the plastic surgery, are you seeing more of the ones who are trying to do the, you know, I got to get my high school skinny back type situation?
Oh, yes. I see a lot of from life change, from they were married, now they're divorced, and they want to get a new body, getting back into the dating scene, and somewhere they had surgery done and it wasn't done properly.
Okay.
So it actually wasn't a good experience. So now they're going in doing a lot of revision mm-hmm. to correct what was done wrong.
Okay.
And so that's where it goes into back to what I said before, in doing your research, talking with others who have used this, really being self-aware of your own body.
Okay.
Very, very much you want to be the doctor of your own body, because mm-hmm. a doctor that's not you is not going to know everything. But when you know what's going on with you inside and out, you'll be able to explain better to the doctor, so he can gauge, okay, is this patient the best fit for me in doing, or is this surgery, this particular procedure is best for this surgery, or should we do an alternate type of surgery, to fit with what you have going on? Because a lot of times I would say, if you have chronic diseases that will interfere with you getting surgeries right on, sometimes if the blood pressure starts going up, mm-hmm. they're going to have to hold it.
Okay.
So it's very important to, like I said, start working out. You want to work out anyway, and it's really harder, but definitely when you start getting into the research of, I want to get my breast done or I want to get the BBL. And that one in particular, definitely for ladies who are getting the BBL, please make sure that you are working out and working out those glutes before you go in, because it's not the cure-all. It's only going to do what you already have going on. So if you already have strong glute muscles, it's going to amplify and make it last longer and look better. And
can I ask you a dumb question? Mm-hmm. What's BBL?
Oh, Brazilian butt lift. I'm sorry.
Okay.
For those who don't know.
Molly, medical.
Yes.
I'm like, what?
So the BBL is the Brazilian butt lift. It's one of the trending procedures that a lot of the young ladies are getting now because they want to have more of a apple-shaped bottom, and that's fine, but a lot of times they're not understanding that it is good to work out those glutes first, to really start tightening up, getting those muscle fibers going.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're getting those things injected, lift fat getting injected into your butt, even though the fat will you, because it's you, it's going to help with forming that butt better and keeping it up longer and not going to start sagging, because you're also in the habit of working out.
Okay, so even though they have the BBL, it can still flat sag.
Yeah, over time, anything.
Wow.
Anything, if you're not working out, because you got to, anything that you're doing, that you're putting in fat or a foreign object into your body, you're going to have to still do work in keeping it in shape. That's why they call it, it's just reconstructive. We just reconstruct the surgery, your body, but we can't. Surgery is not to maintain it. It's just to improve, but you got to do the work in keeping everything up, lift, and tight.
You know, you learn something new every day. Because I didn't know what the acronym was, number one. And then number two, I was thinking, you know, it's a fixed file type thing. I was interested in doing that. I don't need any help in that department. But I just was wondering, you know, I thought it one time fix out.
Well, a lot of people look at it that way, but it's not. It's a way of, you know, you go in and you want things to look better, but you want them to last. You work out. You see the celebrities, they go in and get work done, but they're worked out. And
yeah.
They worked out before they went in. So you see them. You know, Hollywood time is a little different from my time, because what we see and what really happens sometimes are shorter.
Wow.
But because they're eating very well, they're drinking plenty of water, and they're exercising,
mm-hmm.
when they do go underneath the knife for surgery,
mm-hmm.
the heal process a lot faster, because they can't take off six to 10 weeks, 3 months off.
Mm-hmm.
They say, hey, we need for you to be in tip-top shape.
Mm-hmm.
So you go in whatever surgery, it's not going to take too long. So not saying you'll be able to still do all the lifting and pulling, but it won't take you as long for it to get you back on the set.
You bounce back fast.
Yes.
Okay. So with a person who is having any type of surgery, you would tell them to start the eating healthy. You said 30 days in advance, and start the working process.
Yes.
Okay. To give them everything they need.
Yeah, well, this pretty much is getting the blood circulation going.
Okay.
Blood circulation is the driving force for healing,
mm-hmm.
of the wounds.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely want blood circulating really good,
mm-hmm.
and like I said, the blood cells to get it rushing to the elbow, knowing what it needs to do,
mm-hmm.
Because if there's a chance that the wound doesn't heal in a proper manner, then it's in the chronic stage,
mm-hmm.
and that's when it's a down spiral.
Okay.
So you don't want it to turn from acute to chronic. You want to get acute and get it healed. Heal. So that's what you want. You don't want to go to acute to chronic, because chronic can go into months. Even years. So you don't want that. So that's why it's so important to exercise, eat well. Make sure, I would say the 2 weeks out of your surgery, you want to eat a high protein meal.
Okay.
If you can't, if you're missing, if the high protein meal is kind of for you, you need to do a high protein shake.
Okay.
You need to definitely make sure, because doctors have shown that when you are eating high protein meals or shake 2 weeks out, or at least a few weeks out, your kidneys look a whole lot better. They're easier for them to see and get to what they need to get to. And a lot of times they see a lot more with that with the bariatric patients who go in when they eat a high protein meal, their cells actually shrink, so then they can see it better. Because when it's really big, it's
kind of cloudy.
It's cloudy in there. So just make sure that you're eating a high protein meal at least 2 weeks out, size 30 days out. Drink plenty of water. If you can do 28 glasses a day, that would be really good.
What about the person that may have to have the knee reconstructed or the hip replacement? What kind of, do you give them the same type of suggestions too?
Now, if they're getting a hip replacement, knee, they're already having probably some mobility issues, or sometimes but they're just having a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
I would say still continue, but definitely consult with your doctor on what type of exercises that you can do to start to stay in shape. You're already kind of working, but you need to get the surgery done so they can better prescribe what type of surgery they exercise it to do. Most of the time, they probably have even low impact.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, they want them to start kind of move around to get you back in the movement of mobility.
Okay.
I see that with a lot of the doctors, they want you up. They want you up. A lot of times, the only time they don't want you up is when you're getting a C-section.
True.
That's a whole nother ballgame.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of the more standard ones, they want you to start getting up and moving around, because they see that patients are healing faster and they're moving. Their mobility comes back a lot faster, and they're not losing a lot of muscle cells.
Okay. Have you had to see patients that have had cesareans? Have you had that?
Not yet, but I'm open to it.
Okay.
I'm open to it. So I'm still learning the ropes, and I'm open to surgery. That's all I do with surgery, but particularly what I've done so far is plastic surgery and it's spinal orthopedics.
Okay. So those are your niche and your ideal clientele that you can really work in there and make it happen. All right. What are some things that you can share with them as far as how they can get in contact with you if they have a family member that may need to, need your services? Tell them how they can contact you, because you're a little bit everywhere.
Yes. I am a mobile company, so I'm always on the road. You can reach me through my email, through my website, postsurgeryatlanta.org. Through there, you will see a booking site. I partner with Square Hut, so they have a appointment site for you to make your appointments there. Even for an initial pre-consultation, consultation of what you think that you would need from me to do for you, whatever service that you would need, you can just schedule it all from there. It will come directly to me, and I will approve it. If I need to make any changes with the dates or time, I will make it, but I'll run it by you first. And you can also visit me on social media, Instagram, Facebook. And that is Post Surgery at Care Atlanta on Instagram and Post Surgery Atlanta. I think Post Surgery Care Atlanta on Instagram, and then Post Surgery Care of Atlanta also on Facebook also.
Perfect. Any final words to our audience?
I would say when you're looking for care, always factor in the cost of aftercare. A lot of them, I see that with the patients, that they factor in the cost for the surgery, but they don't factor in the aftercare. And the aftercare does matter the most, because the doctors are always there for you to call and ask, but they're not going to be there at your bedside. So you want to make sure that whomever you choose to use, that you factor in education, experience, compassion, sensitivity, and practicality. And you want to look for that in a provider that is knowledgeable in what you are getting, so then they can help you along the way. And also to factor in the aftercare cost, because a lot of times people forget about that one.
Yes, and you know, you don't want someone that's like a drill sergeant, and you're like a, you know, a little real shy person, then you'll be like, oh Lord, who did I hire to take
care of? Yes, you want someone that's very passionate about what they're doing. And a note, just wanted to say that I am going to be sitting for my Certified Wound Care Associate Certification on August 9th, so then I'll be Certified Wound Care Professional underneath my CNA license.
Okay.
So I'll be more prepared to care for all types of wound care, wounds. So just kind of put that out there.
Perfect, perfect. So, guys, you know where to go for your post-surgery care of Atlanta, and she is mobile. She just told us she's mobile. So she's one of our sponsors for June. Thank you for being a sponsor. And so we have some new sponsors coming on board. If you know anybody that's interested in being a sponsor, June is going to be our last month of running that special. So email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com if you're interested. We'll be able to tell you more. But we thank you for joining us tonight, and make sure you guys go out and connect, go like her page. And if you know anyone that needs her services, or if you need her services, reach out to her. And how can they reach out to you again?
Yes, my cell number is 470-298-2630.
You can,
It's 470-298-2630 is my cell number. You can find me on Facebook, Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta, and also on Instagram, Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta. And you can also schedule on those sites also too.
All right. Perfect. All right. Well, Ms. Jillian, we truly, truly appreciate you joining us tonight.
Thank you for having
me. Inspire. Yes, ma'am. So, guys, make sure that you go support Post-Surgery Care of Atlanta. They're one of our newest ones for this month. You have Vodiology, our commercial video and infomercial people. You have Bridgewell Realty, who will take care of all your real estate needs. You have Travel Ambassador, Miss Cornelia Brown. She's our newest one, so we don't even have a flyer for her quite yet, because she actually secured everything as I was on my way in to interview her. And she was iBoomerang, iGoForLess. And again, she's giving away some free portals to get your access to your own page, kind of like an Expedia type thing. But once she gives it to you, that's your own personal code, and it lasts forever, she said. And you can call her at 404-786-0873. We have Afrographics taking care of all your graphics needs, from flyers, business cards, whatever you need, they can take care of it. 706-489-6416. And then the 21-Day Mind Detox. Make sure you go out there and get your copy of that 21-Day Mind Detox. So, let's see. I think that's everything. All right. Well, thank y'all for joining us on Fire to Inspire tonight on LinkedIn, on Instagram, and Facebook Live. And as well as our On Fire to Inspire show that we do on Fire to Inspire on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday night. We're here, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Got Time. You guys have a blessed and prosperous week. Love you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you. Thank you.